This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Superstorm Sandy is no longer a hurricane. It's a technicality that feels increasingly irrelevant as the ongoing damage is tallied up. 6.8 million people are without power. 1 million are under evacuation orders across 12 states. A 14-foot storm surge is flooding New York City streets and the subway system. A broken levee this morning has put three towns in northern New Jersey 5 feet underwater. You might wonder if we could add gas prices to the economic toll. AAA had forecast a gas price decline through the end of the year, barring unforeseen circumstances. Reporter David Weinberg looked into whether Sandy might qualify.
The Northeast is home to several large oil refineries, many of which are in the direct path of Hurricane Sandy.
So obviously any production coming out of those refineries will halt.
Beth Evans is an editorial director at the American oil news site Platts. The shutdown of those facilities in the Northeast could lead to a slight increase in gas prices for the region. But as Avery Ash of AAA points out, the Northeast actually consumes far more oil than it produces.
And so the expectation is that, you know, the impact on demand may and likely will outweigh the impact to supply.
That's because so many people will be staying home over the next few days, which means less driving. Ash says we may see a change in gas prices in places like the Gulf Coast, which supply much of the Northeast with their gas.
And you could see prices move a little bit lower there with the increased gasoline that they can't get up to the Northeast.
Ash says that's as long as there is a smooth restart to production in the Northeast. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.